You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, we have royalty about to join us on the air. I am very excited to bring in our next guest. Is he royalty, Jeff? Is he now considered royalty?
He's our buddy.
He is our pal. Spent many years on the road covering the Indians, then Guardians. Always been a trusted voice when it comes to baseball in this town, and always generous with his time. We go to the fan hotline, and we welcome in a man who will be honored in Cooperstown this summer. He is Paul Hoynes. Hoynesy, congratulations. You're not good with this, are you? Are you good with this?
Thank you.
Are you good? Are you good with the praise?
I'm a little. I'm still stunned. I got to admit. I got to be honest with you. I'm on shaky ground right here.
The Baseball Writers Association of America Career Excellence Award winner for 2026. Well done, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Thank you. It was. I did not think I was going to get elected. I really didn't. It came as a surprise to me. You know, last year I just missed last year by 7 or 8 votes. I can't remember what it was. But this year, you know, Scott Miller was on there and Tom Verducci, you know, Scott Miller, great guy, and it just passed away. And Verducci, you know, Sports Illustrated, MLB Network, he did the World Series. And, you know, just so I did not have my ducks in a row for this one.
Well, we're happy for you, Paul. Well done. And as people who have read you the entire time you've been in Cleveland, well-deserved. You do great work.
I appreciate that. I really do. It's, gosh, you know, when you look at those other writers' names that are in there,
yep.
I start sweating bullets. You're like turning around and saying, how did they, what? I'm in this with the, are you sure I should be here? So that's how I'm feeling right now.
All right, Hoynes, I started doing some of the numbers on you. 40 years? Is it more than 40 years or 40 years?
I think the first year on the B was full-time was 83, so I think it's 42 years.
42 years. So I was like, wow. Do you know how many games that would be? See, it's hard because I know
a
you
lot
cover
of baseball.
Well, I know you cover more than 162 games a year, which is around 6,500. Like, you got all the spring training games. You've covered all those playoff games throughout the years. You know, and then I think back probably to the beginning. I mean, they should have given you double count on some of the games at the old stadium. I mean, let's be honest. They should have, those should have counted as like 300 game seasons for you. And then I started doing outs, and then I was like innings, and I'm like, I better stop doing this.
Yeah.
Can you just, I mean, I know it's like people talk about covering baseball and people who love the game would be like, I could never get enough. But Hoynesy, it can be a grind sometimes. I mean, we talk about the players and it's a grind. It's 162 games. But Hoynesy, sometimes what you do is a grind too. And I know you may not say that, but having lived that for a couple of years, I respect you for more than just the writing and being able to even be survive to be healthy enough to be breathing after one season alone. But after 40, come on, man.
Yeah, when you get through a baseball season, you know, it starts in what, mid-February. And, you know, we used to, what, do the playoffs no matter who was in there.
Yeah.
So you go to the end of October, and that's a lot. And, you know, when you get home after that, it's, you know you've done something, that for sure. But, you know, it's fun. It's a game every day. It's something different every day. You get baseball, I think you get the most access to the players. You know, and I like it. I like the grind.
Hoynesy, one part of this that I don't think folks who don't do what you do, what we do, get is that you can take enjoyment out of covering a sport and a team, even if it doesn't succeed. And by God, you saw a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the best stories come out of, you know, teams that are losing. And,
yeah.
And, you know, just if there's some, you know, like internal, you know, tug of war going on, or, you know, who's unhappy with who. And it's always fun. You always meet, you know, different kind of players, different, you know, personalities, you know, guys that, you know, they make the game fun. They make coming to the ballpark fun. And, you know, you can never get enough of that. I mean, in the 95 team, you know, that it was a great team, but it was full of characters too. You know, Albert Bell, Carlos Baerga, Dennis Martinez, all those guys, you could talk to them every day and get a different story. You know, it was like a constant, you know, like a boiling pot kind of.
Is this now the Mount Rushmore of Cleveland sports writers in Cooperstown? You, Gordon Kobeldick, Hal Leibovitz, and our good friend Sheldon Oker. It's pretty amazing. All of you guys with Cooperstown ties now.
Yeah, that's pretty good company to be in. And just think, you guys, how long have they been playing baseball in Cleveland? Since 1901?
Yep.
In the American League, and probably before that with the Spiders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's four guys in the hall, you know, four writers. So, and you know, there's been a lot of baseball played in Cleveland. So that's humbling. You got to think about that.
Yeah, and you think back to the big Spiders controversy when people were upset when they changed the name. Oh man, I'm glad you didn't have to cover that one.
Well, those Spiders were so bad the one year they had to play all the second half of the season. They couldn't come home, right? That one.
Okay. Our current team, Hoynesy, and by the way.
Oh, now you got to do some work.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear you in Cooperstown.
Yeah, we can't wait. Did you start on your speech yet or no?
On your speech
come
yet?
Come on.
That is going to be I don't know. I'm already having nightmares about that.
It'll be fun. The current team is heavily involved in the winter meetings. Tell me they're heavily involved in the winter meetings, please. Yeah. What's going on, Hoynesy?
Not much is going on, Jeff. You know, they've made an interesting commitment that they are, you know, instead of adding to the offense, which I think everybody felt that needed improvement, they think, you know, their position players are they have enough position players, enough talent in the position player group that they're going to improve, you know, come like hell or high water, you know, this year that they're, you know, I think they have 19 position players for 13 spots. And they think those guys are the ticket for them, for their success. And so they don't want to bring in like a middle of the road free agent. I'm not saying that won't happen, but they're not going to bring in a significant hitter. And I think, you know, that's what everyone thought they really needed.
You know, Hoynesy, the one thing since they did it, I've thought, I can't wait to see what happens here. And that is in the draft last year, what looks like a change in philosophy by drafting so many college hitters with some pop. And I wonder, do you think they can get lucky and have a guy like Jace LaViolette become Nick Kurtz as soon as next year? Or are these guys a couple of years still down the road? I would assume they are. But I do think it was an interesting shift in philosophy, which could lead to what you just talked about with their thoughts on the current position players.
Yeah, I think that was a shift. I mean, they drafted a bunch of hitters early in the draft, and they were big physical guys, which is, you know, kind of a switch from them.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess you have to wait on Bazzano, but geez, oh man, I mean, they had the number one pick in the country in 2024, and Kurtz, what was the fourth pick in that draft, and rookie of the year. I mean, he could have been, I think he got some MVP votes too. So, I think Bazzano's going to be a good player, but it's just going to take him a little more time, I think.
Hoynsie, is he a second baseman? I know that's what he plays. Is he a second baseman? Is he an outfielder? What is he?
Yeah, right now he's a second baseman, Jeff. I think that's where he's going to play in the WBC for Australia. But they want to see him move around a little bit. I think he's a good enough athlete. They think he's a good enough athlete where they could move him to the outfield if they had to. But right now I think they want him to play second base, get comfortable there, and then, as he gets more and more experience, then they'll work in the versatility chip like they always do with almost every player they've got.
Pete Alonso, the deal with Baltimore, $155 million, 5 years. I mean, if you're sitting around here, you're like, if Baltimore can spend $155 million, what's going on here?
Yeah, just, that. How good would Alonso look in the middle of that line? Oh. Guardians lineup. I mean,
hey, can he hit 221? Okay, you're good to go. That's all you got to do now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Orioles have new ownership. They're trying to make a statement. They've changed managers. They brought in, Taylor Ward as well, two right-handed power hitters. So they're making a move, and we'll see how that goes. But, I think could Alonso, obviously probably the Guardians could have afforded Alonso, but, I don't know. I just don't know if they're committed to spending that much money. I don't think they are.
Hall of Famer Paul Hoynes joined us.
Yes.
You like the sound of that? I know I do.
It still kind of smacks me upside the head when I hear it. But yeah, I like it.
Well, we're going to hammer it home. Tell me this. Were you surprised that Sam Henches is now a San Francisco Giant?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, Jeff, I thought, you know, he hadn't pitched, what, in about a year and a half?
Yeah.
And that shoulder, the shoulder capsule surgery, you know, is a serious one. Then he had the labrum surgery as well. You know, the knee surgery I don't think was a big thing in September. But I just think, you know, they, you know.
They thought enough was enough?
You know, they didn't think he'd pitch well. I don't know if they thought he'd bounce back or not, but, you know, thankfully he got another, you know, the Giants signed him for, what, $1.4 million. You know, I hope he comes back. He's a great guy, and he looks like a relief pitcher. He's, what, 6'6", 240,
yeah.
Throws high. I hope it all comes back for Sam because he's a good guy.
Stephen Vogt made some comments. You know, we need 7 or 8 guys back there. We have 4 or 5 right now. They picked up Peyton Pallett in the Rule 5 draft, a guy from Chicago, 6'1", like 180, not the biggest pitcher in the world, but a guy who had some real upside at one point when he was at Arkansas, Hoynsey. What do you think about him? And obviously he has to stick or he's not going to be – he has to be offered back to the White Sox.
Yeah, I think, you know, they had two open spots on the 40-man roster. When it went into the Rule 5 yesterday, you know, they took Pallett. And you're right, Jeff. They either have to keep him on the 26-man or offer him back for $50,000. And, you know, I would think he's going to get a long look. This is a guy, 86 strikeouts, 28 walks in, 52 innings between AA and AAA last year. Before he got hurt at Arkansas, he had Tommy John just before the 2022 draft. He was considered a number one pick, you know, a first-round pick, I should say. He went in the second. The White Sox still drafted him after he had Tommy John in the second round. I would think there's some upside there, and I would think, you know, he's got a good chance of sticking here.
All right, let's ask the million-dollar question in the last 24, 48 hours, or maybe even by the end of the summer, too, last summer. Stephen Kwan, what is the deal? Will he be here next year?
I would think you could bet on him being the opening day left fielder for the Guardians right now. I mean, that's what I was told. But I think the clock is ticking. But I think, you know, he's got a really, really good chance of being in the opening day lineup in 2026.
Does that mean he'll be in the last day lineup too? Or like, what's it gonna take for him to make sure that he's here for a while? And I mean, what kind of an offer would they want to hear to let him go?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a hard comp to me. It's a hard guy to get a beat on because, you know, there's not a lot of guys like him, a leadoff hitter who makes contact, doesn't hit home runs, you know, gets on base. So, you know, is he the perfect kind of, do you put him in with the Dodgers? Do you put him with the Yankees? You know, the Dodgers have a Shohei hitting leadoff. So, with me, I think it's a hard kind of field to work a trade with Steven. So I think he's probably more valuable to Cleveland right now than another team. But, if he's the opening day left fielder, in 2026, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be here past the deadline because they've got to get a deal worked out with him, or you know, an extension, or he is gone. You know, that's the track record of Cleveland. I mean, they've gone, you know, one way or the other. You know, he'll be gone. He's got 2 years of control left, and whether they use, you know, a half a year of that control, or all 2 years, and let him ride off into the sunset in 2027. You know, that's just a matter of time.
Hoynsie, when Pete Alonso's deal came out yesterday with the Orioles, Dan and I looked at each other and thought, wait a minute, that frees up some talent that they have at first base there that might not be primo talent. Like Mountcastle was really good a few years ago. He hasn't really built on that. He's been injured a little bit. Mayo hasn't really reached yet in a very early in his career where he might go. Are there any trade possibilities here, or do you think our team is locked into the guys who are here right now?
I think there are some trade possibilities. I think they're, you know, they would like to, if they could strategically add a hitter, they will. Yeah. But, you know, they're really committed to not, they want Manzardo to be the first baseman. They, you know, he's gained 14 pounds. He was in Cleveland just this week, I think, working on in the swing camp, or you know, working on his swing. But they really want him to be the first baseman. They kind of said you've got to get stronger. You've got to get at his exit meeting last season. They wanted him to get stronger so he could stay strong during September in the postseason.
I want to ask his last question about ownership, and do we think that the David Blitzer transition will happen, or where do you think we are with that?
Yeah, I think it will happen. Mm-hmm. What? It's 2 years, right?
Yep.
I think so. I mean, I haven't heard. I mean, it makes sense, but you know, we'll have to see. You know, I just, you know, with them not putting a whole lot of money in the ball club, it seems like it's trending that way, but that's just me, you know, from the outside looking in.
Yeah, I think, Hoynsie, the only way that I keep looking at the story trying to figure it out. You have to wonder, you know, Blitzer has other teams and he's looking at other stuff, and you know, whatever this group invested, I'm sure their money's worth a lot more than the initial investment. I mean, I know they still have to, but I mean, it might be easy for these guys to walk away from it at the end saying, hey, we made a lot of cash and didn't have to do anything, and leave it with the Dolans. I'm wondering how this thing's going to play out, because I think as we get closer to that deadline, the story is going to become much more intriguing.
Yeah, definitely. And I've never talked to Blitzer, so I do not know.
Does he not know you're going into the Hall of Fame? Let's get this guy on the line, man.
So, we'll have to see. I don't know, Andy. I really don't know. I don't know, you know, how this is going.
It's going to be interesting. Hoynsie, as always, we love talking to you. You always have the greatest information, and we are super proud to say we're your friend, and we cannot wait what you have to say in Cooperstown over the summer. Don't get nervous now.
Congratulations, Paul.
Either can I. Either can I, you guys. It'll be a mystery to us all.
Really happy for you, Paul.
Thanks, Hoynsie.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Get the latest from the Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game, and he features the best highlights from coaches and players during their media availabilities. And, of course, all the on-the-field action as well. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube. Do it right now. Get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
All right, Jeff, we're sitting around here, appropriate to be around the hot stove a little bit. We talked to...
Yeah, I could use a hot stove because it's frigid.
You are cold, man. You are bundled up.
Oh, this place is ridiculous.
Wow.
Well, it is.
HR, please.
It's an old building, and they've chopped it up like crazy for heating and cooling, and you can walk 20 feet and you're freezing, and you walk 10 feet and you're steaming.
This is what, the old men's department at Halley's? Is that where we are?
I have no idea. I'm not getting involved in this meeting, though.
Where do you think we are right now?
I'll tell you where we are. We're in an ice box.
Ah, maybe this was the holding cell for shoplifters up here. That might have been where we are right now. Look at you. Oh, I made you laugh.
A holding cell for shoplifters.
I made you laugh just a little bit.
And with a glass window, everybody can look at you.
That's true. So they can taunt you while you're in there. Ah. Yeah,
that's great.
Oh, Mr. Jingling, huh?
How are you dingling?
We talked to Paul Hoynes here for a moment, and obviously, congratulations. I know people are excited for him to be able to go to Cooperstown. So so many of us have read him like every day for the majority of our lives when it comes to Cleveland sports and when it comes to the Guardians / Indians in the past. So congratulations to him again. But we did bring up one notion that I think Guardians fans have their eyes on this offseason and perhaps throughout the season next year up until the trade deadline is Stephen Kwan and his future with the team. Jeff, you heard what Hoynes had to say. I'm just curious, and we'll play that for you in a second. Hey, you know, let's see that. Let's play it. Here's what Hoynes had to say.
I would think you could bet on him being the opening day left fielder for the Guardians right now. I mean, that's what I was told. But I think the clock is the ticking. You know, he's got a really, really good chance of being in the opening day lineup in 2026. You know, it's a hard comp to me. It's a hard guy to get a beat on because, you know, there's not a lot of guys like him, a leadoff hitter who makes contact, doesn't hit home runs, you know, gets on base. So, you know, is he the guy? Is he the perfect kind of do you put him with the Dodgers? Do you put him with the Yankees? You know, the Dodgers have a Shohei hitting leadoff. So, you know, but – so with me, I think it's a hard kind of field to get to work a trade with.
But he did go on to say that you know, as you
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get closer to the trade deadline. Now you're looking at trying to figure out where he could end up and how the Guardians would end up trading him because it doesn't feel like the Jose Ramirez, the outline for a great future success with Jose Ramirez is going to follow suit with Stephen Kwan. And, you know, Kwan would rather get the cash or head back to California than have a statue. I could respect that. So
then have a statue.
If Quan stayed for less money, don't you think he'd be statue worthy?
No.
We'll see. I mean, if you can consistently hit the weight.
I mean, you want to put up a statue for anybody who's had a career here.
Oh, no. I want to put up a statue for
a statue.
I want to put up a, well, he didn't finish his career, did he?
Well, because he went to the Yankees for a year.
No, that's enough.
Contract was up.
That's enough to stop your statue. Ask CeCe.
Ask Tommy.
CeCe was not, well, yeah, I forgot about that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop letting facts get in the way of the good story. How much longer is he with this team, Jeff?
Quan?
Yeah.
He will not see the end of his contract.
Will he see?
Oh, end of his team control, I should say.
They're not going to let him walk for nothing. That's for sure.
I would think Hoynsey is correct. I think he's the starting left fielder at the beginning of this season, and then I'd be paying attention. If I'm the Guardians and I got a phone call now and somebody offered me what I thought was a very good return, I mean, I'm not trading him to trade him, but if somebody offered me a very good return, I would very much consider it. You know, I asked Hoynsey about the draft last year. And see, here's the thing. Quan has two more years of team control.
Mm-hmm.
You just drafted, and I just double-checked it. In the first eight rounds of this draft, I didn't even have to go past eight rounds. They drafted seven position players in the first eight rounds. And there were some pitchers thrown in too because they had many picks. They drafted seven position players. One guy is named Luke Hill, and Luke's a third baseman. He's 6'1", 200 pounds. He's the little guy. Every one of the other guys that they drafted, six players, position players, who are at least 6'3" and at least 218 pounds. So in other words, they drafted some big boys who can hit. And will they be ready this year? Nope. Unlikely. Will they be ready the following year? Yep. One or two of them might. And three of them are right now outfielders. Others could be moved to the outfield. They're going to have replacements on the way. You have Chase DeLauder. You have George Valera. You have guys. My wonder about Quan is this. Do we overvalue him in Cleveland? Because he happens to be the second best offensive player we have on a team that stinks offensively.
Okay.
I think we overvalue him here. And that said, I think he's a really good player.
I don't know, man. If we don't have him, especially for the beginning of the season,
yeah, because everybody
we're not
else
where
can't
we
hit.
Were. Yeah,
because everybody else can't hit.
Yeah, so
that's
why
he's
you...
overvalued here.
Yeah, I don't know that he is. I don't know that he's really good. I don't
Andy.
Think he's overvalued.
I think
and
he's
I like
really
the
good.
Fact I like the fact knowing how much control they have left with him that they are going to ask for the moon if anybody wants him. You know, as we were talking in the break about the Dodgers, I'll talk more about that when we come back on the other side. But, you know, Hoynsey brought up the Dodgers too and what the Dodgers wanted during the regular season because they thought they would have a chance to get him at the trade deadline. Close. They were close. And, you know, is that still a dream for the Dodgers? It might be for him to be able to go to California as well. So talk a little bit more about that. We'll get into some NFL rapid fire. Andrew Siciliano also coming up at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Couples only. I'm sorry, man. I felt like I was at Roller Palace in Mayfield Heights when I was 14 right there with that music. Sorry. Anyway, he is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin.
What? Hoping to get lucky, weren't you, Andy?
Oh, luckily by not falling. That was the whole thing. You know, there's a difference between the old four-wheel roller skates and ice skates.
And blades, too.
And roller blades were no problem. It was the four wheel because you got the, like that torque.
And that stop thing.
Well, when you went to go do crossovers, you could feel the wheel.
Toe pick.
It pulls a little bit. You didn't ice skate at all, did you, when you were a kid?
I've been on ice skates one time in my entire life.
How'd that go for you?
Not real well.
Yeah, it sounds like you didn't get back on. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. This guy over here is Jeff Phelps. 216-474-0092. Yeah, I know your Browns have no hopes of making the playoffs anymore, but you know what? There are plenty of NFL stories out there that we are here to bring to your entertainment value. And it's a little thing we like to call rapid fire. Ladies and gentlemen, he puts the rapid in rapid fire. He's Dan Menigan.
All right, gentlemen, let's begin in Indianapolis, where 44-year-old Philip Rivers
Woo-hoo!
Rolled into town, signed to the practice squad, met with the media yesterday, had this to say. Well, he was asked by the media about his current playing weight, and this got fun.
What is your playing weight? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure. How about that? That's the honest answer. Not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo, all right? I can tell you that. But then I follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway.
Don't. Isn't that the truth?
Love it.
Isn't it cool that this guy is, I mean, he's being celebrated by everybody. It's like, way to go, Phillip. Good luck to you. Please don't get hit.
Best practice squad player in the NFL right now?
Oh, he's not going to be on
the most well-known practice squad player in
the NFL? That's probably your answer.
It's either him or Luke Floria.
All right, do you buy that he can come in and help the Indianapolis Colts make the playoffs?
I'm hard-pressed to think the answer to that is yes. I'm hard-pressed to think that. That said, the guy was a very good quarterback in the day, potential Hall of Famer.
That was, what, 4 years ago?
And he...
Five.
Yeah. And as he said, he didn't run away from anybody anyway. That was never his game. I mean, he looked awkward from the minute he walked into the league. And he throws sidearm. And he's, I think, a Hall of Fame quarterback. So, if he, and he knew the offense, if he can get the football, get it out quick, yeah, I'll bet he can help them. But, you know, and it's this situation. Hey, we need a game or three where we don't stink on offense. Can you give it to Jonathan and give it to Jonathan and then fake it to Jonathan and hit Michael Pittman? Yes, he can do that.
Okay, they just lost to Houston, what, 2 weeks ago? By four, it'll come back to Houston when it's all said and done. Can they win? How many games out of their next three to get to the playoffs? If they win this week against Seattle, they have a 50% chance of making the playoffs. Oh, boy.
You know what's funny there to me? Daniel Jones was, you know, he saved his career. Daniel did a really nice job there wearing number 17. Phillip Rivers always wore 17.
And?
Hey, Daniel, you don't need that anymore, do you? Phillip Rivers is wearing 17.
He's got two huge games down the stretch. They play Jacksonville, Houston, the last 2 weeks. In fact,
those games won't be easy.
That game against Houston could be for a playoff spot. So, but they're going to have to beat Seattle or San Francisco to get to that point. He's got to win one of the next two games. Can he do it? We shall find out. I think it's a great story.
It's nothing be fascinating nothing to see.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
That is for certain. All
it
right,
makes me care about Indianapolis or about Indiana or about Indianapolis or about Indiana. It'd
be
matter.
The Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah, go with
makes just, me care about Baltimore.
Just go with the Colts.
Yeah.
So, other big thing that came down yesterday, we are in the midst of a discussion between the NFL and the NFL Referee Association for their collective bargaining agreement. I'm not going to go down the line of everything that they're talking about because that would put everyone to sleep. But the big thing that to keep an eye on with this is the idea of expanded replay, eye in the sky assistance to the expanded replay. Look for hip drop tackles, things along those lines. Do you guys like that? Do you want expanded eye-in-the-sky replay in the NFL?
If it can be done in a real timely manner, where you can avoid significant stoppages in play. Yeah, I don't mind getting it right. I think it's a great idea. But significant stoppages in play are not a good idea for any sport.
Here's my question. If I'm a referee, are you asking me this, my personal opinion on more replay or my personal opinion on the referees themselves?
Your personal opinion on more replay and the effect on the NFL game itself as a fan.
No, if they're going to get it right, then I'm good with it. I have no problem with that. I don't mind waiting a minute to find out what is actually the correct call. Once we define what a catch is, life will be a lot better still. But
good luck. We're going on 50 years, 60
I know.
Years.
I have no problem with it. And if I'm the referees, I don't understand what the bargaining issue is here. Why would they be mad? They're looking, as long as they're getting paid the same, or they're going to have bonuses, or they have their opportunity to make more cash, then I don't know that there is any argument for the referees in that scenario. And by the way, if you're the, is there a union? I'm sure there's a union for the, if there's a collective bargaining, there's got to be a union for the referees. They're on the prefaces of more games. If you go to 18, that's more games. If they add more teams, that's more referees. That means they're going to have the opportunity to have more officials in the union there. And so that's, I think that's good for the union if that's what they want. They're expanding.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes from there. They're talking possibly more officials on the field as well.
Sure.
We'll see where all of this ends up, gentlemen. That's going to be the certain thing of it. So around the rest of the NFL, it's, you know, we're kind of in that part of the season where you're seeing some of the teams be able to find their way to a different tier than a lot of the other teams that are there. But the big one everyone has circled, of course, is the Kansas City Chiefs and the fact that they once again have lost the game and are right now on the outside looking in. Gentlemen, it's our weekly check-in. They're 6-7. Are we really in a place where the Kansas City Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs?
With an offense that hasn't looked good.
It's been clunky. And a defense that's been good, but not great.
Yeah. Their offensive line is really beat up. They've lost a bunch of guys there. Their wide receivers have been beat up and or suspended. So there's been an issue. And they haven't had anybody at running back who's really caught fire this year. Now, Kareem's been okay. Pacheco's been dinged up. And they, you keep reading the headlines, end of a dynasty, blah, 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 blah. Travis Kelce's had a rough year. And by his
he's
own,
trying to figure it out. He talked about frustrating on New Heights.
He can't figure it out. So I'd be stunned if they make the playoffs.
What are they? They're 6-7. They've got Chargers, Tennessee, Denver, 11-2. Denver, man, if they can
11-2, Denver, Chargers 9-4.
If they can, let's say they win one, they get back to 7-7. They're looking at 9. If they can come back and maybe, they'd have to upset Denver. Vegas that last week, that's another game that could be in prime time if that.
They're capable of winning four games.
Yeah, they can win.
They are. But you thought they were going to win last week.
Can they get to 10? Maybe. That's the question. And where will Denver be when they play on Thursday night? Like, will Denver be 13-2 at that point and kind of not care about that Thursday night game on a short week? Who knows?
Starting to see rumors circulating as well about possibly a coaching change down in Cincinnati.
Mm. Yeah.
Would you guys move on from Zach Taylor?
I like Zach Taylor, but he doesn't like. Does he jump off the page for you, Jeff? I think he's
a really good coach who's been given a really bad defense and a not very good offensive line. I think he's good.
I can't disagree.
He's done a nice job with Joe Burrow and some offensive skill position players. But their defense has not been really good, and their offensive line has been hideous. So it's another one of those things. You're going to change the head coach? Yeah, it's about time. Okay, that's enough in the NFL, and it might be up for Zach Taylor, but I think he can coach.
You've just had so many instances with that team where you've swung and missed on the defense, and it shows.
Without question,
yeah, and the offensive line's given him problems too before. But man, if Joe Burrow goes to Mike Brown and says, "Why would we want to get rid of this coach? I love this coach," then I don't think he's going anywhere.
And Mike Brown usually runs a fairly stable operation.
Where is he at in his contract? Do we know?
1 year left.
Yeah.
Next year would be his last year. So I would bet
he gets that year.
I don't think Mike Brown wants to pay a coach not to coach.
I mean, that is the worst defense in football by multiple metrics. The Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Does Mike Brown want to spend money on a coach to not coach?
No, I wouldn't think so. But who really does?
Guys that just don't care. I think we still have 10 coaches on the payroll that aren't here.
I'm stunned.
Maybe. That's it. The orchestra has left the building. How about that? Dan, very nice job. You know who's next to talk a little bit more NFL with us? Our good friend Andrew Siciliano from the Browns Radio Network. Yes, you'll hear what he has to say next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.